everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 5, entitled Now. It was written by Corey Reed, who has done Medium, Da Vinci's Demons, and it was directed by Avi Yabouian, probably pronouncing that wrong, who has done Flash Forward, 90210, and The Call.
Okay.
All right, so before we get into our whole recap, what did you think of the episode?
I liked it. Didn't love it, but I liked it.
I liked it, too. Didn't love it. I kind of found myself laughing a lot the second time around. It was just some weird, funny stuff going on in this episode. Like, I don't think they meant for it to be funny, but it was just kind of dumb, so it ended up being funny.
It was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny. So, all right. So, we're going to weigh our podcast goes. We do our likes, dislikes, listener letters, and awards, and predictions. And before I go further, I do have one announcement. Our instant cast for the next episode will probably just be myself or either Gary. One, it won't be the both of us because I'm going out of town. So I might take the equipment with me and do it while I'm out of town, or Gary may. We'll just decide later. And then our full recap due to the fact that I won't be out of town. And I know there's other ways of podcasting when people are in separate locations, but usually the audio doesn't come out good, and I really don't know how to do that right now. So we won't do our full recap for next episode, episode 6. It won't come out until Saturday, unfortunately, because I don't get home until Friday. So it won't come out until Saturday. So sorry about that, but I want to give you guys a heads up just so you won't be like, they slipping. So anywho, yeah, so we should still have
it. Don't worry, I hold it down.
You'll hold it down. Well, Gary might just be able to do it by himself. I don't know.
Might do it by myself.
All right. It's all good. All right, so anywho, we're going to start off with our likes. And I like that Jesse grew some balls this episode. I mean, she grew some balls overnight, really. She's disposing bodies. She's killing walkers. She's kissing Rick. I like this new Jesse coming into her own.
Yeah, she was cool. She's coming to her own. I guess she have to. You know, she's got finished murdering somebody last episode. The people, the wolves.
Yeah.
So I guess after that, you know, that changed somebody.
Right. I mean, after you just almost got killed.
Right.
You got to kind of be strong now. All right. We like that Maggie attempted to go find her husband, go find Glenn.
Yeah, I love that part.
It may be a lost cause, but to see that she was willing, even in her predicament, you know, she's pregnant. She got her shit ready. She didn't ask anybody for help. I like that.
Yeah, Maggie Strong. I like that part. Yeah, she just loaded the guns up, ready to go.
She had his back.
Yep.
All right.
That dude's dead, though.
Yeah, let's give hope. We have hope still. All right. Spencer taking the supplies for himself. It was shitty. It was wrong. But I thought it was the funniest part of the episode.
That was hilarious.
It was so funny. Like, when Deanna caught him and he was drinking, and he had, like, peanut butter and some other supplies.
He stole everything.
Well, what did he say? Not exactly. He wouldn't call stealing, because it is for everyone. But as he said, I mean, he kind of makes sense. Not everybody can do it. You know, like, technically, okay, I ride in the HOV lane all the time, even though I'm in the car by myself. It's okay if I do it, but if everyone did it, the HOV lane wouldn't be fast. So I kind of feel what Spencer is. Like, no, you single riders, you guys need to ride in the regular lanes. Let me ride in the HOV lane, because for whatever reason, I feel like I'm entitled to. And that's what Spencer felt like last night. He felt that, you know, since he saved them from that wolf, that he was entitled to have some food and some drink.
Like I said last night in the instant cast, I think this is a politician type mess. I mean, although it was funny and I liked it, you know, laughed a little bit, I think it's wrong, because you can't just snitch on people and they just do it.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It's like you ride the HOV lane, you call the police and tell the police other people, reading off license plate stuff.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I do expect people to stay out of the HOV lane. I do see them and I go, what you
by yourself,
HOV?
But you're honking at people in the
HOV
lane.
No, I don't go that far. But yeah, I mean, I like Spencer because it was just funny and I didn't expect that of him. Like, when he gave that speech to them, I was like, okay, go ahead, Spencer. And then to see 5 minutes later that he actually took the food, I just thought it was funny.
You know what? I expect that of him.
Really?
I didn't expect the speech, but I expected the grimy.
Okay.
The shadiness.
I didn't see it coming.
It's always the scary ones.
Okay. All right. So Ron's a jerk, but I'm glad he stopped Carl from leaving. Because, like he said, if Carl left, Rick found out, Rick would have went after him. Someone eventually would have gone after Rick, and people definitely would have gotten killed.
Yeah.
So I don't trust Ron. I don't like Ron. I mean, he's a little boy, so I don't want nothing bad to happen to him per se. But I did think that was good that he tried to stop him.
Why don't you like Ron?
He seems like a spoiled brat. I mean, like, the whole time, Carl, I don't know, he just seems like a brat. Mom, no haircut, and Carl, that's my girlfriend.
Man, that guy, Daddy just died. his
abusive daddy, his he can't even raise his left arm because of his daddy.
Yeah, you know, I understand that, but still.
Then you made a joke saying that's why he got beat up. He couldn't raise his left arm. So
yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not saying it's right.
I don't know if that was considered a beat up. They both, I don't know what they both were doing. They were like, well, a listener wrote in about it. They were kind of like slapping each other. It was a slap fest. All right. So this part was stupid, but it was funny. Like, I really thought the episode was funny. It was almost like a comedy last night. But how the Alexandria stood around in horror to watch Jesse kill that walker. They're like, ah, like, why did you guys stand around if you're scared? And why look if you're scared? Walker came to the window of the house.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my gosh. And they all just stood around. Like, why are you watching?
It's one of them scary movies. You know, you're too scared to watch, but you just can't turn away.
You can't turn away, yeah. And that walker was Betsy, who, remember the guy that wrote the note to Michonne?
Yeah.
That was his wife. So even if he had made it home, his wife had committed suicide.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's sad. So
yeah.
And did they not know that they're going to come back if she slit her wrist, she didn't know that she was going to come back?
Well, she probably committed suicide after she found out he was dead. Because I'm pretty sure Michonne told her.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a possibility. All right. But she doesn't know that she can come back as a walker if she just slits her wrist?
She probably didn't care.
Okay. I thought the sewer zombies were pretty cool. They were very gross looking. They were scary looking. I mean, although I didn't really care for the scene because it was weird how...
You know what? I kind of think they went too far with the sewer.
Really?
Yeah. Because one of them was just skeletons and stuff. Come on now.
Well, remember, Aaron, he was like, I haven't been here since the beginning. Meaning they've probably, those sewer zombies, been there for probably 2 good years. Just sitting soaked.
Everything that rotted off of them, their skin... Their brain.
Soaking in that water, probably.
I mean, it was just skeletons. It was like a bad horror movie where you see the skeleton just raise up.
Yeah.
And try to kill you. I don't know.
I didn't like the scene for the fact that the zombies were quiet and once again, and then all of a sudden, like, they were making a lot of noise before trying to move that ladder out of the way before the zombies actually finally made themselves known. And then also the fact that I didn't get what happened with Maggie, like, why she was not able to fight one zombie. But the zombies itself, I thought that was cool effects. I like that.
I did.
Okay.
That's a dislike of mine.
Okay. That's cool. So what did you think about Ron and Rick's conversation when Ron came and asked Rick for help and said, you know, hey, you were right. I need you to train me.
I think Ron's looking for a daddy now. That's what I think.
I don't trust Ron. I'm calling it now. I do not trust him. Like, the whole time they were talking, I thought he was going to push Rick over. I'm like, this is how Rick dies. It reminded me if you guys watched The Wire, what was the guy's name that died by that little boy? Everyone was always scared of Omar.
Yeah.
It was like Omar was the spoiler if you haven't watched The Wire, but like Omar was like the scary one, and then he ends up getting killed by a little boy. Like,
yeah,
that's what I thought was about to happen to Rick. Like, Rick has survived so much, and he's going to end up getting killed by Ron. That would have been very badass of him if they did that.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like a tribal thing. Because Rick is like the alpha male now. Mm-hmm. Like, once the alpha male kill your daddy, he's your daddy. You know.
Where did they do that at?
I mean, this is an apocalypse.
Okay. I've never heard that theory.
We're not in, like, the rules of now.
Okay.
We're in the apocalypse rules.
Did they ever do that anywhere in life?
I don't know, but that's what he came up to. I'm like, yeah, teach me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is kind of weird. I mean, like I said, maybe he's forgiven Rick because he knows that Rick did help his mom. Maybe, you know, I don't know. He's come to terms with that. But
or maybe he's going to kill Rick.
Yeah, I mean, or he's going to kill Carl. Like, I don't know. I don't trust him. And I think someone innocent is going to end up getting hurt. Like, little Sam not wanting to leave his room anymore or leave upstairs, like, I think that's going to end up somehow he's going to finally, I can see it now, like, Sam's finally going to come downstairs, have the courage to come downstairs, and just as he does, an argument's going to come out, a gunfight's going to happen, and little Sam's going to die. That's what I picture. That's the mid-season finale. Boom.
Nah.
We'll see.
I think he's going to come down and see Rick on his mommy. Get my mommy.
Well,
at least she got privacy. She know he not come downstairs.
Yeah, and little Ron, he's always off pouting somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so Denise, her getting confidence and kissing Kara and being able to save Scott, I liked it because it was kind of just getting a little annoying seeing her every episode. I mean, the last few episodes, her like, I can't do it. Like,
yeah, sitting around pouting.
Pouting. It's like, yeah. You know more than anyone else right now as far as medical stuff goes. So stop sitting there pouting and get to work. Do what you got to do. Or, I mean, look at Carol. You know what? Carol has been badass for a long, long time. Because that was not her. Remember, she was using dead walker ladies when she was trying to get ready for Lori's birth. And remember, she was cutting open walkers so she can learn how the female anatomy is.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So I was just thinking, like, this Denise lady, come on. Do what Carol did. Find some walkers and learn, open them up inside and, I don't know, do something what she was doing.
Yo, speaking of Carol, was she off taking a nap this episode?
I don't know where she was. She's like, yo, I did my duty. Last two weeks. Yeah. y'all can pull it together without me. They brought her name up and that was about it.
That's it.
I don't know. And then even Morgan was there in the background. Does he get a paycheck? Like, he was there. Eugene was there in the background looking stuck on dumb. And who else was there that didn't get no talking scenes? I know for sure Eugene was there. Rosita got one little line in real quick.
I know everybody in Alexandra got a talking scene.
Everybody got a talking scene.
The extras.
They went
everybody.
On strike a couple weeks back and they're like, damn it, we're not going to be used no more.
There's some people talking. Me and Nicole looking like, who the hell is that?
Yes. Everybody got a talking part. I'm telling you, they went on strike and demanded that they get a speaking role. Maggie announcing she's pregnant and her just being scared for Glenn. I know a lot of people talked about Maggie last year when she didn't seem she was scared for her sister missing and then for her crying so hard that the sister died, Beth.
Yeah.
But her being sad for and scared for Glenn is so believable because we've always seen how strong their love is, you know?
Right.
It's like a fairy tale love. They met in what's the Rihanna song? We fell in love in a hopeless place. Like, that's what I think of. Like, they fell in love in a hopeless place. And now, like, shit has gotten real and that love may be gone. But what's so beautiful is that, like, a child is there. So, like, Glenn will always live, you know? Even if he's dead, he's always going to be with us.
I don't know if this is the appropriate time to bring a child into the world.
Well, of course not, but that's why I saw someone was like, did they not believe in condoms? But I think they've been trying to get pregnant, like, since season 3.
I don't understand why.
I don't know. I mean, well, if that's the world, like you said before, if that's the world you live in and you're always going to live in that world, that's like saying why people in, like, third world countries that, you know, don't have anything, why are they having babies? Because people still want life. They still want family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I guess so. This is the world. She's accepted that. And she's like, okay, I still want my family. She might not have, you know, the traditional family or whatever, traditional upbringing of a child, but she still wants it. Baby Judith needs a playmate. But I really like that scene.
Baby Judith needs to grow up.
Baby Judith's been a baby for like season 3. If baby Judith is still a baby, season 7, well, I guess she could be because they're not that much time is going by, like right now. Like it's still season 5 time, you know? Season 5 was like 2 days ago, technically.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
All right. Sam is the smartest little one, isn't he? I have that next as our likes. Because he's not leaving from upstairs. He's staying where it's safe. Like, everyone else is trying to walk off, look for trouble. Maggie, what's that little boy's name? Carl. They're all looking to be saviors and go, you know, fight. But little Sam, he wants to stay in his room because he's like, nothing's changed up here. Like, he knows that's his safe zone. With that being said, is that's why I think little Sam is going to die pretty soon.
Like, really?
Yes. He's going to finally get the courage to come down. And I'm telling you, it's just classic Walking Dead. He'll finally get the courage to come down out of his room. Boom. That's when he dies.
Are you serious right now?
They'll do it in slow-mo and everything. Watch.
It's so wrong.
I'm calling it. Yeah. I'm calling it. Episode 8. All right, what did you think of Deanna going cray-cray on that walker?
Oh, I thought that was cool. You know, she's, I mean, even though she wasn't doing much damage, I mean, it just looked cool. I'm glad she got, you know, she got a chance to vent, get her anger out.
Yeah, yeah. Deanna made our likes and our dislikes list, but I was happy to see her get that anger out. It was kind of like Jesse when she was stabbing that walker, but then Jesse finally ended it with the head. Remember, she was stabbing that walker.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was on walker. I was a human being.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but when she was stabbing that person, she was so angry. And Deanna, I think she's so angry. Her husband has died. Her son has died. She's pissed off. This is not what she wanted.
Right. Found out her son's a thief.
Yeah. Her son's a thief.
And alcoholic.
Alcoholic in the making. Well, you know, we're fast to call people alcoholics. We see them get drunk a couple times. Now all of a sudden they're alcoholic.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know,
we all been there.
Yeah, we can't for sure say he's alcoholic. Now, if he's drunk a few more times, then we may have to go
there. I don't know. It's like an alcohol test. Like, if you drink alcohol and get all emotional and cry and stuff,
then you're probably alcoholic.
You're probably alcoholic.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like he got drunk and just wanted to party.
Yeah.
He cut the music up. Yo, everybody, let's dance.
That'd have been cool. That'd have been cool if he did that.
Yeah, there's fun drunks.
Yeah. Ugh, I hate sad drunks.
And then there's sad drunks.
Like, why?
Then there's the real alcoholics.
The angry drunks?
No. The one that you always smell liquor on.
Oh, God.
But they're just normal. Yes. You can't tell they're drunk.
You can't even tell they're drunk, but you smell it.
But you smell it.
Oh, that's sad. Those are the sad drunks where you just shake your head. I was going to say it was kind of Pete, but no, Pete, he was drunk. You could tell he was drunk.
Yeah, you could tell.
All right. Aaron throwing his name into the baby hat. I kind of liked it. It was just small, little, I don't know. It was just nice to see Aaron get to talk and... He says, you know, Aaron can be a boy or girl name to Maggie, so.
Yeah. But one thing about Aaron, you know, last week, you know, everybody was so hard on Morgan, like, oh, Morgan's the reason for this, that, the other. You know, no one's saying nothing about Aaron yet.
Mm-mm.
You know, Aaron got a lot of people killed. Yeah, Morgan, I don't think Morgan's got anybody killed yet, have he? Oh, yeah, he got the guy got himself killed. He tried to jump in between Morgan and the walker.
Oh, Eastman.
Mm-hmm. Eastman. But, you know, Morgan hasn't really got anyone killed.
Well, I don't want to blame Morgan. I don't want to blame Aaron because ultimately, like, these people are the ones doing the killing, you know?
Yeah.
I blame the wolves, you know? It's no one else's fault.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Any more dislikes? Or any more likes, excuse me?
Yeah, I do. I like the fact that everybody got a talking line this episode.
Okay.
I mean, I really like that. You know, there's people that we've never seen before.
Like the two Bruces.
Bruce and Bruce.
Gary swore they were twins.
Yeah, I could tell those guys apart.
Well, the second one, I don't know if his name is Bruce, but for sure, the one with the beard, his name was Bruce.
I think both of them. Probably the same person.
Yeah, I don't know.
Came with two parts. I don't know.
I don't know. They kind of look different. They were just kind of like both chunky or whatever.
Well, one had facial hair and one didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they could pass for brothers.
Yeah, they could pass for brothers. They're probably brothers.
You know, but yeah, everybody got the cool speech this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really like that.
That was cool. Which actually kind of brings me to our dislikes.
The thing I just liked?
Yes.
The speech.
The speeches. Okay, I don't mind everyone getting a talking role, but seriously, enough with the speeches. This is a list of the speeches. Rick gave a speech. Jesse gave a speech. Aaron kind of gave two speeches because he gave one to the group, admitting it was his fault, which it wasn't. And then he kind of gave one to Maggie. I mean, I don't know. That can be considered a conversation rather than a speech, but...
Well, it's a speech when you're looking off in the air. But yeah, they're glancing off while you're
saying it. And the music
plays. Yeah.
Then Spencer gave a speech, and Maggie gave a speech.
Yeah, LaRon gave a speech.
Who gave a speech to?
he gave a speech to...
Carl?
Carl, yeah.
Okay, I didn't put that down as a speech, but... I guess, yeah, he probably gave a speech, too. It was just too much. Too many speeches this episode. And it's like, who sits around and listens to someone give a speech that often?
Yeah, this was the episode. I guess you're right. That could be a dislike also, because mm-hmm. some of the speeches was just pointless.
It was too much. And it was like the same speeches we hear every episode.
It was just a speech to be speaking.
If we don't fight, we die. Duh. We didn't establish that in season one. Like, come on. We know. If we don't fight, we die. And then Rick, I mean, let me not even go on. I'm not even go on like that, but...
You know what? You know, I do have let's go back to likes.
Okay.
Yo, in the beginning when it came on, Rick running, stiff arming, tackling walkers, and they're doing spin moves.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at that like, oh, I wish the Falcons had that last night. The Falcons need a Rick.
Yeah, Rick needs to play on the Falcons. Yeah, he was dodging walkers left and right.
And he was just, he was running them over.
And he was still able to talk. Like, he wasn't out of breath enough to where...
Open the gate.
Open the gate. You know, when you ran a long time, you're like, you can barely talk. Like, he's still able to form words while he was still running. So,
yeah, Rick's the man.
Yeah, he is. A lot of people actually did not like that on Twitter. They're like, how the hell did Rick get out from the
RV? Yeah, that's also my dislike.
Okay.
I mean, it was a like seeing him run, yell, open the gate. But it was a dislike not seeing how he got an RV. Because the RV, like I said, the door opens on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
And I don't see, you know, him jumping out the window. I know you said last night maybe he jumped out the window.
All right.
I just don't see that. And plus, it's like the walker surrounded.
They were still coming. I mean, the walkers, it was a lot of them, but it was still thin in that area, and they walked so slow. All he had to do was kick a couple out of the way and then keep running.
And then Rick was out of breath. He was stabbed in the hand, losing blood.
Well, when your life depends on it, you forget all that. You just run. You know, just JSS. So, I think that's what happened. All right,
I don't know. They had to show me. I didn't see it. Okay. Other than that, it's just unbelievable.
Okay. I didn't find it too unbelievable, but I was okay with it. I was okay with it.
I mean, if they would have showed the RV pulling up and his head sticking out the window.
Say, open the gate. No, that would have been unbelievable.
That would have been more believable.
How would they
be
keeping up with the RV?
Because it could have started. Like, oh, it finally started. I don't know.
Nah. If they kept up with the RV, that would have been unbelievable.
It's just crazy how he just was running, then next thing you know, walkers in front of him now. Come on now.
All right. Okay, we have a dislike, but I'm going to actually save it because the listener letter we got from Yolanda. Yolanda's back mentions this one, so we'll talk about it then.
Okay.
Deanna looking dead the whole damn time. She literally was the walking dead.
She was.
She looked scary dead.
Yeah. But then she had like French tips or something.
She did. I'm like, how she got manicure? She got gel nail polish on her hands right now. But her face looked dead. Maybe she was just tired.
And that's a problem that I've been seeing with The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. You know, they have these walkers looking all messed up. You look at their hands and it's all clean and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
they
like,
did a good job this episode. I did notice their hands, but we forgot to mention it. The episode that Glenn died.
Yeah,
we forgot to mention it.
Yeah, all the walkers
episode.
Had clean hands.
Yeah, all the walkers that were trying to grab Glenn and Nicholas on the trash can. Garrett was laughing because their hands were clean, young, nice. Nothing was on them. They didn't look dead hands. They looked clearly live. So,
right.
Yeah, but the hands this episode were somebody did the makeup right this episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I noticed it this time.
Maybe they noticed it last time. They were like, oh, man, we messed up.
Yeah, but Deanna, she does have a French manicure. Not a dirt or anything in her nail. Well, she hasn't been getting dirty, but we'll have to see. If her nails stay neat, nice and neat for much longer, I'm going to have to call bullshit. All right, so I know we had Spencer on our likes for his little treachery. And I don't like treachery in real life, okay, you guys? Just because I said I liked what he did here doesn't mean I like it in real life.
Well, we just thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny. Yeah, in real life, that wouldn't even have been cool to steal food.
It's not cool.
It's one thing to sneak on the HOV lane. You know, everybody does it. But, you know, doesn't mean it's right either. All right, but Spencer blaming Deanna, his mom, his own mom, for the group being weak, that was wrong. That was dead wrong. He was like, it's your fault we're weak. Dude, you're weak because you're weak.
I blame his mom, too.
Are you serious?
Blame her for having this sorry ass.
Man, I'm surprised. I was waiting for her to slap him. I thought she was going to, like, slap him or something, but she didn't. She just stood there.
Yeah.
Let him be verbally abusive to him.
That's where the protection should have came in.
Yeah. That was wrong for
him.
She would
have looked at him and said, I wish you would have died instead of your brother.
That would have been
it
the best.
It should have been you.
That would have been the best payback. Like, you know, to say something. I don't know. I'd be thinking of mean, hurtful shit to say if someone says something mean, hurtful shit to me. But yeah, that would have been some good stuff for her to say. Like, it should have been you, not Aiden. Yeah, he was wrong for that one, though. All right. And speaking of Deanna, you know, I saw people talking about this also, but we talked about it when we were watching it the second time. And I've seen it a lot, actually, in Walking Dead. is when they be killing walkers and they got blood all over their face. And it's like, ew. I understand you don't have the luxury of having a towel, like, right then and there. But, like, why don't you just pick up your shirt and wipe your face off? Like, blood is, this is walker blood, like, near your eyes, your mouth, your nose, ears.
See, that don't bother me. I don't care about that. I mean, it's more realistic to me.
So really?
Why, yeah, while you're adrenaline rushing, you're not thinking about all the blood on you and all this. I got to clean up before we talk.
All right, I'm going to use boxers, for example. Boxers, like, the boxers, the people that box. I'm trying to think of one. What's the one that's famous? Mayweather. Okay. Mayweather. Okay, so when they're boxing, their adrenaline is rushing, but they still wipe the sweat off their face. So to me...
No, that's after the bell ring and they're in their corner.
No, but they still wipe it off.
They don't have bells in the Walking Dead. No. You can't call a timeout while you're fighting a walker.
No, come but on now. That's what I think of. I'm like, okay, the shit's over. Rick came and helped you. Now's the time...
The bell, the walker go to their corner and you go to yours.
Yeah, now's the time to wipe your face.
No.
Okay. I just thought it was disgusting. It was really gross. And then she talking about, oh, she did a speech too. I want to live. Get out of here. You didn't know that until right now? Come on. Oh, no more sentimental stuff, Walking Dead. We know. You gotta fight to survive. We know sometimes it takes some real shit for you to want to live. But no more telling us. Like, just, obviously she wanted to live. She fought that walker that hard. There, that was her telling us. All right, I may be alone here. But I did not like Rick and Jesse kissing. It was disrespectful to Michonne.
What?
Yeah. It was disrespectful.
I thought you were about to say disrespectful to little Sam or somebody. He's, you know, he's upstairs.
I mean, and then, like, does he really want to kiss Jesse? I mean, her husband just died. What kind of woman is she? She's already kissing you 3 days later after her husband died.
Not only her husband died, he killed her.
He killed her husband. He killed the husband. Like, come on. That's some disrespectful stuff.
No, that's the ephemeral. That's what I was talking about.
You're right.
You killed my husband. You're my new husband.
Yeah, that might be. Oh, I know. I think, like, in the biblical days, if a lady's husband died, didn't she, like, marry the brother?
Or the best man or something.
No, like, even on, well, I know it's not a real prediction or whatever, a real example, but, like, Game of Thrones, Ned Stark, his wife, Catelyn, was supposed to marry the brother, but the brother died, so then she married Ned Stark. Oh, and then, like, even with Joffrey, remember, his wife married the brother. I think that's a thing. So, your alpha male thing, it kind of started to make sense a little bit now.
That's what I've been talking about.
All right, starts to make sense. All right, last thing on the list for dislikes is, why was Deanna banging on the fence when Rick had just told them they need to keep a low profile and keep everything quiet? Did she go up to the fence? Like, what the hell was that about?
She's telling him she ain't scared. She waiting for him.
Boom, 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 bang. I was thinking.
To me, I thought about, you know, her thinking that, you know, I'm not scared of you. Come in here and see what happened. I got something for you.
All right. So she killed one walker and now she ain't scared.
That's all it takes.
She ain't fearing shit.
That's all it takes is one.
All right. All right. Well, that does it for our dislikes. Or do you have one?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, if you guys want to be part of the podcast and send us your feedback in, you can send it to dead@theverdictsin.com, dead@theverdictsin.com. We tape Monday nights for our full recaps, and our episode releases on Tuesdays, except for next week when we'll be late almost a whole week, and it will come out on Saturday probably. But here we are for our listener letters. So yeah, Yolanda wrote back, so we're pretty excited to hear from her. But before we have her, we have Derek, who wrote this episode as well. And he wrote for last week's episode, so we'll read that one real quickly. Oh, he mentioned our instant cast last week, not on his feed. We didn't do one last week because we just didn't like it that much. And it was long.
I enjoyed it, but it wouldn't have been a good instant cast.
Yeah, it was a very long episode. Yeah,
it wasn't exciting.
But he said, I find this one a bit annoying, and he was talking about the Morgan episode. I love Morgan, but the story could have been coupled with a bit of what's going on with Rick and Glenn, who's not dead, is what he has. Most likely to die, Glenn, and overdue for a black person, hopefully Father Gabe, since none died on episode 3.
He's like, overdue for a black person?
Yeah, because, you know, Walking Dead, everyone knows Walking Dead says, or they always say that Walking Dead kills black people off. So I guess he's saying none has died since... Episode 3? Who died in episode 3? Who knows? But he said, in fact, they watched as Annie and dude by the fence got destroyed. I saw that too. Remember when all the black people made it out? I saw someone else write that. Michonne, Scott, and Heath. We didn't see Heath this episode. Remember, they all made it out. They were the three surviving people.
Yeah, what if Heath didn't make it back?
Heath made it back.
I said, what if they just didn't show that part?
No, I mean, I'll call bullshit on that.
I mean, shit, you call bullshit on Rick?
No, I don't call bullshit on the Rick thing, but I do call bullshit on Heath.
Yeah,
so. If that would have happened. All right, and he said, ain't fearing shit. Tabitha, she went out hard. Thanks for the podcast. Derek from Hagerstown. So, thank you, Derek. We appreciate
that. Thanks, Derek.
Oh, we just got an email come in, too. So, this is perfect. Perfect timing. New one just came in. All right, so this is Yolanda's. Hey, Nicole and Gary. I missed you guys. We missed you, too. I wrote her back, and I was like, we missed you.
Yeah, we did.
She said, I felt like Nettie from The Color Purple. Only death will keep me from writing you guys. But illness put the smack down on me. I was JSSing, but I'm here now. I'm going to use JSSing all the time.
Yeah. Hope you feel better.
Yes, feel better. This week's episode was okay. Three characters most likely to die, Ron, Spencer, and Sam. See, she even makes Sam as well.
Wow, I got like cold-hearted.
No, it's not I want it. It's just probably going to happen.
Sam already been traumatized.
Yeah, but, well, might as well go out now.
What I'm saying. The most traumatized he's going to get from this is seeing Rick and his mom. That's it. I don't think he's going to die.
We'll see.
What are you going to do, choke on a cookie in his room?
I'm telling you, he's going to finally get the courage to come downstairs. All right, Spencer's a douche and a cracker-eating coward.
Cracker-eating coward. Yeah, he did steal those crackers.
Yeah, he was on chill mode eating crackers, so he stole a lot of food. He had a lot of food to himself.
Right.
Go hide like Morgan told you to do instead of blaming your mama. She's right. She's absolutely right. And Sam is the new Sophia. Remember Sophia in season 2, Carol's daughter?
Yeah.
Poor Sophia. Running won't save you in the Z-Pog unless you're Rick Grimes. That man does his cardio.
But you know what? I don't think they'd kill off another kid.
I don't know. It's been a while. I mean, when's the last kid to... Oh, last kid to die was season 4.
Right.
They might kill a kid every other season. Because because they did Sophia season 2. They did the two girls season 4. No one in season 5. So now here's season 6.
So we do a kid's death, huh?
Yeah, there's a kid's death due.
So we do a black death and a kid's death.
A black death and a kid's death. Father Gabriel. Even though Father Gabriel, he's kind of grown on me. We'll see. The funniest thing was the girl fight between Carl and Ron. Carl better keep a gun on him because he can't hit worth a damn.
Damn.
I saw a lot of people writing that on Twitter and stuff, saying that he can't fight.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never really had to do hand-on-hand combat. He's always had a gun.
But, you know, Morgan's there now. Morgan can teach a little hand-on-hand classes. Yeah. While Carol teaches survival classes.
Yeah, that would be a nice little mix-up. And she wrote, side note, why did the townsfolk think they were going to starve when the herd's only been at the gates for 30 minutes? And that's what I talked about was in our dislikes. Like, why were they acting like they couldn't miss a meal? They couldn't miss one meal? You tell me you're going to miss one meal and you're starving?
I don't know, I'd be too scared to eat.
Yeah, I mean, with that herd out there. I mean, not only that, and they're like, oh, we might as well because we're going to die, so you want to die on a full stomach? Like, come on. Like, come on. It's just
that's crazy.
They were suckers.
So that's how you want to go out.
Yeah, I want to die on a...
If you die on a full stomach, you feel like you live life to the fullest.
And it's canned food, too.
If I feel like I'm going to die, I'll just probably climb out the other side and just run free.
Right.
Be free for once.
I wouldn't go without a fight. I'd try, at least. As always, glad to be writing you guys. And remember, I was your BFF before Tiffany sashayed by. Ooh, fighting words. Tiffany didn't write us this week. And she said, till next week, Yolanda. Thank you, Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Hope you're feeling better. It was good to get an email from you today. And then the email that just came in is from no other than Miss Gloria, Gary's mom.
My mom just...
She just wrote in. She must know we're taping.
Yeah, she knows.
Okay.
Probably just tried to call me or something. My phone was off.
Yeah, she tried to call you. You didn't answer. She's like, they must be podcasting. All right, she said, I think this is bringing us back to even though they're walkers, they were someone. They had names. Like, he caved into the cross. That's on the graves.
Oh, she's the episode behind, huh?
You know what? Your mom is the episode behind. She told me. She didn't see Morgan's episode. Now think about it. So, yeah, she was talking about Morgan's episode. So, Miss Gloria, yes, that's probably from Morgan's episode. And she's talking about That's why he was putting the names on the crosses, is because yeah. that they were still someone at one point in
Mom,
time.
Mom, you embarrass me, Mom.
Nah, it's okay, Miss Gordon. I remember she said she was an episode behind. All right, well, that does it.
Hold on, that was it?
Yeah, that's it. So sure. She must have been watching and just typed it up real quick. So,
yeah.
All right. So if you guys want to be part of the podcast, we'd love to hear what you're thinking. dead@theverdictsin.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. One of us will be back Sunday night for an instant cast.
I wonder who will it be?
Who will it be? And then we'll both be back Saturday, unfortunately, you guys. Unless we can figure out a way, but let's just say Saturday for our full recap. So that means if you do want to be part of the podcast and you want to send your feedback, you have like almost a whole week to send it in for next week's episode, for episode 6. All right, now for our awards and predictions. I didn't really have anyone for the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award until like right before we came in here.
Who you got?
I'm going to give it to Jessie.
Why?
The I Ain't Fearing Shit. Because, I mean, she wasn't really crying and complaining like all the other Alexandrians. She went in there, she removed that dead body without asking anybody for help that was in her home. She's probably going to clean up that blood by herself. She was about to go dig. I mean, she didn't ask for help for anyone. She went and about to dig those graves, bury the bodies or whatever. And then she went, opened that door, killed that lady that she had to have known, Betsy. I mean, not too many people were I Ain't Fearing Shit this episode. But to me, if I had to pick anyone, it was her.
Okay.
All right. Who do you got?
Now, I got somebody who really was a fear of shit.
Okay.
I'm going to have to give it to Rick.
Rick?
Rick Grimes.
All right.
Rick gave Ron his gun. I told me to help him. He's about to shoot. When he had Ron over his gun, I'm like, what the hell are you doing, Rick?
Right. Rick is slipping.
Yeah, he's a bold son of a gun right there.
Yeah.
And then when Rick was running and screaming over the gate, just running over walkers, come on now. Rick's not scared of nothing.
Yeah.
Yo, but you know what? I bet you would've been scared that gate wouldn't open.
Yo, if the gate didn't open? Man, if the gate didn't open, because Deanna was sitting there frozen. Luckily, Michonne came and opened it.
I wonder what Rick had started running around in circles to try to dodge him if the gate wasn't open.
Open the gate! No, he would've tried to climb it or something. Open the gate! Oh, yeah. Dodge that was a circles. Good scene. I mean, I liked it. Even though I know some people, you know, that it was unbelievable. I thought it was a cool scene, seeing him run like that. Open the gate.
Yeah, so yeah, Rick was really cool and not fearing shit this episode.
Okay. Most likely to die, since next week we are going to go back to Sasha and Abraham and Daryl. I'm going to give most likely to die to Abraham. Hmm. Boom. I mean, well, it's not really a boom because I've been saying Abraham for like 3 weeks now.
I think I'm going to give most likely to die to Rick. I think Ron's going to kill him.
Next week, you think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to be out there having shooting practice, and Ron's going to turn on them and just pop them.
I think that'd be pretty badass if that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want Rick to die, but Walking Dead, some of their deaths are so predictable.
Yeah.
That I want something that you just don't see coming.
Yeah, I'm tired of them giving us deaths of people we don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they introduced, like, the two brothers we said tonight.
Bruce 1 and Bruce 2.
Bruce 1. So they give them talking scenes this episode.
And one of them dies next week.
And one of them dies next week.
It's like, who cares?
Yeah, we don't care about Bruce.
Yeah.
You know, Bruce tried to rob the store.
Right. So, who cares? So, yeah, I agree. It needs to be somebody big. Somebody that we love.
So they just going to satisfy us with a death. You know, they bring an extra in to say a word or two.
Mm-hmm.
They kill him off.
Not going to work. All right, so Abraham it is, probably. Or Rick.
I think it's most likely Rick.
All right, we'll see.
By Ron. Or by Sam.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's what I said. Sam come downstairs.
See his mom. Rick is on top of his mom.
They Rick hurting his mom.
Think Rick is hurting his mom. He gets hurt. No, that's a good one. That's a good one, too. I can see that happening.
Yeah. Here's mom, you know, the sound effects. Shut up. Rick, get off mom. She hurted her.
All right, that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.